Unit 12. Business and Economics. Reading 1.
An office away from the office. For many adults, a typical workday might be as follows. The alarm goes off at 6 o'clock a.m. You dress yourself in expensive work clothes, gobble down breakfast, and start off on your long and stressful commute to the office. You spend your day at your desk, attempting to complete your tasks amid coworker chit-chat and office politics. Then, you make your way home through the commuter crowds. You have just enough time for a few hours of relaxation before you have to get up and repeat the process all over again the next day. For these people, telecommuting might be seen as the answer to the daily stress and frustration of office jobs. Telecommuting, also known as teleworking or working from home, is a term that refers to the use of telecommunication to work away from the company's office, most often at a home office. Few people telecommute full-time, but a growing number of companies are allowing their employees to work from home at least part of the time. The Wall Street Journal reports that the number of people worldwide who telecommute at least one day per month has risen from about 22 million in 1998 to about 82.5 million in 2007. And this number is expected to surpass 100 million by the beginning of the next decade. Employers have met this growing demand to work from home with both acceptance and resistance. On the one hand, employers understand that offering telecommuting opportunities is a way to cut costs. Despite the initial cost incurred from setting a telecommuter up with the appropriate technology, there are long-term savings. The average office space costs an employer about $10,000 per year for each worker, according to the Industrial and Technology Assistance Corporation, ITAC. In addition, offering telecommuting opportunities reduces absenteeism, increases productivity, and improves employee retention. Workers are happier and less stressed. Therefore, they work harder and are more loyal to their employers. Employers also see telecommuting as a powerful recruitment tool to attract top talent. In a survey of top company CFOs, Robert Half Technology cited telecommuting as second only to salary when deciding whether to take a job. On the other hand, employers are aware of the fact that telecommuting poses some risks. First of all, allowing confidential company information to leave the office can pose privacy and security concerns. A study done by the Center for Democracy and Technology showed that companies often do not fully implement telecommuting security policies. In addition, telecommuters are not properly trained in protecting company data. Another risk has to do with the work style of the telecommuter. A successful telecommuter has to be independent, self-motivated, and disciplined. A telecommuter who needs constant supervision and feedback will not be successful. This will cost the company in the long run. Finally, it is more difficult to manage a telecommuter than an on-site worker. A manager of telecommuters cannot, for instance, be a micromanager. The manager must be willing to delegate responsibility. In fact, companies are finding it necessary to train their managers in managing telecommuters. Experts predict that telecommuting will become a standard in the corporate world, as workers continue to demand it. A technologically savvy generation that is entering the workforce has a different idea of how work can get done. This generation readily accepts and even expects telecommuting opportunities. In addition, the population worldwide is increasing, but the capacity of roads and public transportation does not necessarily keep up. This will make commuting to work only more difficult and frustrating. Lastly, the growing number of two-income families increases the need for job flexibility in order to balance family and work life. The trend towards telecommuting is clear, but the long-term effects on corporate culture and the individual worker are still unknown.